about really about a family story intertwined into a historical documentary. It deals with my uncle, Isaac, who was brought to Israel as an orphan after World War II. He was born in the DP, the displaced persons camp of Bergen-Belsen, which was a very, very terrible concentration camp during the war. And he was one of 37 babies that were adopted in Moshav Kfar Ididia. And he grew up without any knowledge of himself being adopted. When he was 11, he found out he was adopted. And when he was 13, his biological mother made contact and came to visit. Her name is Ida, and she lived in Canada. And he grew up as not knowing anything about his past, and he really lived his life without much knowledge of where he came from, where he was born. Ida always didn't want to talk, like many of her generation that survived the Holocaust. And all she told him that he had a father named Grisha, or Gershon, and that his father died in the war. Now, 3 years ago, I was visiting my uncle Isaac and my aunt Rocheli, and then he told me that he found 4 certificates in Yad Vashem, which led him to a conclusion that he had a sibling. The reason being that he found 1 certificate on his name, 2 for the parents, Grisha and Ida, and then a 4th certificate with the same parent's name and same last name, with a date of birth that was 11 months after him. And what he didn't know, and he was shocked to discover, is that I, as a child, heard this story from an old lady in Kfar Ididia, and I was sworn to secrecy. And in that moment, when I told him, listen, I've heard this story, I remember it now, he really became furious and threw me out of the house. This is the night that I didn't sleep and the documentary really started being produced. I understood that there might be a great story here. And what happened next was an unbelievable set of events that led, after worldwide research, I was led to a man by the name of Shep Shell, a blind Canadian man that used to be a Paralympic athlete, who is Isaac's brother. We found his brother. We had them meet, and these are 2 brothers that haven't seen each other for 65 years. And what was not less shocking is that their mother, Ida, was still alive, and Shep never met her. So after we flew Isaac to Shep, we then flew both of them to Ida. Shep lives in Winnipeg in Canada, and Ida is in Montreal. And we had a double reunion. It's the world record in reuniting people after the Holocaust, 65 years. Quite shocking to see these 3 fall into each other's arms. And that's what happens in the first half hour of the documentary. Then there's another hour that is more of a detective story where they go back and try to understand what happened in the DP camp era. Ida's holding the secret, and the 2 boys, which are almost 70, are trying to get the secrets out of her.
I just want to take your step back. Did the Canadian brother, did he have any clue that he had a brother in Israel?
Actually, interestingly enough, Shep was exposed to the fact that he had a brother almost 10 years ago. So he found documents about Isaac, but he wasn't able to locate him. We still don't know to this day why not. He got an answer from the Red Cross that said that they didn't find the brother in Israel. So he knew he had a brother, but he couldn't find him.
So Ida was in Canada, and he was in Canada, and they never saw each other, but Ida visited her son in Israel. She never told him that she had another son.
No, Ida never told Isaac that he had a brother. She also didn't tell him that anything about a father. All she said is that his father died in the war, and his name was Grisha. There's many secrets in this plot, and actually, she never found Shep, and Shep never knew even her name. His father was Israel father. He grew up with Grisha, with the father. He was very anxious all his life to find out more about his mother, but his father wouldn't talk. Just like Ida didn't talk to Isaac, Grisha didn't talk to Shep.
We are talking to Alon Schwartz, the director of the movie Ida's Secrets, that is currently screening at the Jewish International Film Festival around Australia. And you are listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Alon, can you please tell us, what did you find out about Bergen-Belsen after the liberation?
I ended up understanding that there is another story, a wider story here, except for the reunion of the family, which was amazing. And that is what happened in the DP camps, in the displaced persons camps after the war. Bergen-Belsen was the biggest camp. And what I discovered is that this notorious place, which I always associated with this, you know, the film of a bulldozer putting bodies into mass graves, after the war, was a totally different place. The British burned down the concentration camp and housed the survivors in a former Nazi army base, and life flourished there. The survivors, after several weeks of getting better and receiving antibiotics, started getting better physically. Of course, they had mental problems, but they built an amazing community. They had democratic elections after 3 weeks. They had sports clubs. They had political parties, theater. They had shows they put on. It was a flourishing young community, and they had a lot of too. They made a lot of babies. 1 year after the liberation, over 1,100 babies were born to a population of less than 6,000 people, which is an unprecedented child birth rate and a real baby boom. It's actually a world record. So I was shocked to discover that. And what I was lucky enough to find were films and which I found in the States, and an album, big album, that was a picture album that I found in Amsterdam. And those two were taken in the same days, and they are in the film. Luckily enough, our characters are in them. You can see for the first time life after the war, the rebound to life of these survivors. And it's a very, very inspiring story, how you can bounce back from the worst in life, which for me was a huge thing to discover.
We are looking forward to see your movie, your documentary, Ida's Secrets.
You can find more information on the film being released in Australia on the Australian site. It's idassecret.com, idassecret.com. And I hope you enjoy.
Alon Schwartz, the director of Ida's Secrets, thank you very much and good luck.